Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Yud Ches, mitzvah 218, as we continue the mitzvahs Hatulios, mitzvahs of Matnas Aniyim, and today's mitzvah is the mitzvah, the positive mitzvah of Leket, along with the next mitzvah after this, which is the Isser of taking Leket. So what is Leket? The Torah tells us, V'kutzrachem is kisir artzachem. Leket and Peah are always put together. The other one, Shichcha, is not here. That we'll have to get to. But V'kutzrachem is kisir artzachem, when you cut harvest your land, lo sechale pa'asad chalitzar, do not cut off the corner to cut it. That was yesterday. V'leket kitzir chalo salakit, and don't gather. Leket literally means to gather. Don't gather the cuttings of leket. What does that mean? So as we'll see, says the Sefer HaChinuch, la'azov ha'leket la'anim, to leave the leket for the poor. V'hu ma shenofel mitoch ha'magal b'shas ketzira, that is what falls from the cutting instrument while harvesting takes place. O mitoch ha'yad b'shas tlishur, if I'm doing it with my hand. Shenemar b'leket la'aniv l'ger tazov otam. So in other words, as I'm cutting my field, whether with my hand or with my cutting instrument, my scythe, my sickle, I cut. There are always single sheaths, single stalks that fall to the ground. That's like it. I can't pick it up. I have to leave that for the aniyim. So peah is not doing anything, leaving over. Leket is a little somewhere in the middle. I'm doing something, but something happens by itself. It falls down, and the mitzvah is for me to leave it there. It's a mitzvah aseh b'shev al tase. As we mentioned, yes, but I didn't emphasize it yet, the past couple of days. But most mitzvahs aseh of the 248 are active mitzvahs. You do something. Here, the mitzvah is not to do something. It's a mitzvah aseh not to gather the leket, and one must leave it for the aniyim. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, the mitzvah of aziva. But that is the definition of the mitzvah of leket. To ha'aris. And that is, if you look in the psukim here, there's a real emphasis on possessive of the land. The pasuk says, "Uva kutzrachem es kitzir artzachem lo sach ale pa'asa decha v'leket kitzircha lo salachit v'karmecha lo solo v'karmecha." What is it emphasizing? Your land, your vine, your field. Just say, "V'leket kitzir lo salachit uva kutzrachem es kitzir ha'aretz lo sach ale pa'asa de." It's emphasizing over again, yours and yours and yours and yours. Says the Ber Moshe. Says the Ber Moshe. Or Moshe. Moshe Epstein, I think it is, or Moshe the us. Just give me the Ber Moshe, so then I'll just look it up. Any of them says the Ber Moshe, emphasizing, right? I think it's Moshe Epstein, right? Moshe Yechiel Levi Epstein, the Uzra, right? He's buried in Bnei Brak. Anyway, so says the Ber Moshe beautifully picks up on this diak. What's the message of Peah and Leket? What's the message? The message is that God's in charge. It's not my field, but I'm leaving it for the ani. I am recognizing through my not collecting, through my not cutting off the corner, I am recognizing and struggling with my actions that I realize Kodesh Baruch was in charge. So that's why, ironically, the emphasis is yours, 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 because you think this is yours. But by doing this mitzvah, you show it's not yours. But that's why throughout these mitzvahs that we have to leave for the aniyim, it emphasizes that. That's why the pasuk emphasizes sadcha b'kutzrecha kitzircha l'lamdenu sha'al av heyos hasade shalcha, even though it's yours, b'chalzos enu shalcha. Ela shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'abitui lakach, hu b'zeh shemasher peah v'chein leket. Umos ha'olam, they cut off their field totally, and they don't leave anything, so they think, kochi v'otzem yadi, it's theirs. And he says, interestingly, is an amazing halacha. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that when somebody comes to convert, we let them know some of the serious mitzvahs, some of the light mitzvahs, to give them a little sampling of what Torah and Halacha is like. Right? You don't have to tell them all 613, but you give them a little sampling. So the language of the Gemara is, Ger Shabal is Gayer, Yevamos Mem Zayin, Bizman Azeh, Modiyin Oso Mitzvos Mitzvos Kalos, Mitzvos Mitzvos Chamuros. You let them know some of the light mitzvahs, some of the heavy mitzvahs. Umodiyin Oso Avon leket shicha upeya. You make sure they know about leket shicha and peya. That's the mitzvah. I mean, we think that every mitzvah is important. We try to have a shiur on every mitzvah. But that's the mitzvah. If you would pick the top 20 to tell a ger when they're converting, you're going to pick this one. But even if you could pick some Beirat Malchavera ones, there are others. Dafka leket shicha and peya, says the Ber Moshe, yes. Because Lech Asher HaPeah is a reflection that God's in charge of everything. You think, we think that something is ours. Hari Zeh Mufla, Shebachru Daika, Lulamdu Mitzvah Zu, Sheino Lo Krisus, Lo Mises Bezdin, there's no punishment if you don't leave it. Avla Zavreinu, Hari Bazet, or at least there's no Misa. Hari Zeh Tamun HaHevdil Sheben Yisrael La'amim. No, this mitzvah reflects the difference in our Ashkafis. Vizui Agdara Shah Kabbalah Samacha Shemayim, Machnol Lefon of Yisbarach, Modina Soavan Lech Asher HaPeah. And then he says this also relates to the Gemara and Shabbos, which has come up before. The Gemara and Shabbos, Laman Aleph, as we know, is the source for Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Pasuk tells us in Yeshayo, V'haya emunat hitecha, chosin Yeshua, schachma vadas, yiras Hashem yotzaro. So every word in that Pasuk alludes to one of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So which word refers to Zraim, which is all about Lech Hashem and Peah? Emuna. Emunas hitecha zu seder Zraim. Why? Because if somebody's a farmer, they need emuna. They're relying on the rain, right? They know there's going to be a future, but that also relates to this idea that these mitzvahs, amat nesaniyim, are all about instilling and reflecting at the same time emuna in ourselves and others around us. So that's number one, the Ber Moshe. The other point I wanted to mention is related to the ksos that we said yesterday. The ksos was mechalek between, if you remember, the important ksos in Reish Mem Gimel, Matnas Kahuna, and Matnas Aniyim. There was a difference. Matnas Aniyim, you are actually giving something. Matnas Kahuna, you're not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it. So on a Hashkafic level, I saw in the, just looking around, I forgot to mention it yesterday, Rav Sarotskin in the Znayim LaTorah notes another difference between Matnas Aniyim and Matnas Kahuna. We're talking about Leket here. Isn't it fascinating that by Kahuna, by the Matanos of Kahuna, Truma, and Maaser Rishon to the Levi, Bikurim, all of, and Chala, you have to give the best of your bunch. The first. Truma is the first before you touch it. It's always the best you have to give. While by Lech Asher HaPeah, Matnas Aniyim, you leave the worst. You just leave the corner. Leave the things that fall down by itself. So they're both matanos that we have to give to others, but by Matnas Kahuna, we have to give great, wonderful, significant things, while Matnas Aniyim, we have to give, but it's the lowly parts. So why is that? So explains the Rav Sarotskin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to the deep psychology of a person. And the Torah goes with a person's ritzonos at various times. So he says, Yod Torah l'so daito shal adam. Kashal adam la'alav v'hafesh chelek mehonav v'lasis l'achirim. It's hard. It's hard to give tzedakah. It's hard to leave parts of my field off. We've mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of Rav Pam. That's why by Meiser Behemo, we have to give one-tenth of every one of your animals. Why don't we figure out, you have 100 animals? Okay, give 10% of it. No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to dafka pass them through a little fence. One, two, three, why? To emphasize to me, one for me, two for me, three for me, nine for me, one for Hashem. One for me, two for me, is to emphasize how much I have. Hashem makes it easier for me to recognize that. So says the Azayim LaTorah in the same vein, when it comes to Karnim and Leviim, there are two things that go up in my mind that make it a little easier for me to give them. Number one, I realize they don't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They're Karnim and Leviim. They have Ari Leviim. They didn't get a Chelek. So I realize they need. Number two, I did a lot of work for them in my field by giving them this, but you know what? They work for me also in the Beis HaMikdash. They do the Avoda, the Kohanim, and the Leviim. So it's a little easier for me to give Matnas Kahuna, because I realize, based on those two reasons, that Magia Lahem. But by an Ani, what does the Balabais think? Balabais says, well, why didn't he work his field? It's obviously his bad mazel. Maybe his atzlus, his laziness that made him Yorid Minachasav, that made him go down. And even though that's not true, it's not true that it's because of his bad mazal laziness. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises, Ein ha'niyus min ha'atzlus v'ein ha'shiris min ha'meretz. El ha'kach gazer ha'kodesh Baruch Hu, she'yu ha'shirim v'aniyim ba'olam. There will always be poor and rich people in the world. V'yafilu im kol b'nei ha'adam yasmidu b'malachtam. If everybody works very hard, lo yechtal evyon mikarav ha'aretz. That's the mitzius. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that it's harder for us to give to the Aniyim than to give to the Kohanim and the Leviim, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier for us and says you don't have to give the best to them. You have to give, but you don't have to give the best to them because he realizes that it will be harder for us. And therefore he says you don't have to give the best, and one might even think like, oh, it's Hashgacha that these parts fell out of my hand, it must be that's for the Ani. Okay, either way, that is just two thoughts related to the general Leket Hashicha, Leket and Pei again. Number one was the Ber Moshe, the Eish Das, his Sefer is also called, and number two is that Azayim LaTorah, you can connect that to the Ksos from yesterday. The Ksos is Al Pi Halacha, and Azayim LaTorah is Al Pi Drush. Okay, now we continue. So we said the define the mitzvah is whatever falls when I cut. And it falls into the field. I have to leave those. Mishershi a mitzvah kasafti b'mitzvah zapeya bashi yadati. So the chinuch says the shorash of the mitzvah is like what I wrote in peya, and that is I have to recognize that it all comes from Hashem. Thought possibly there's another idea behind dafka leket as compared to the other ones. What happens by leket? Leket, I'm cutting my field, and all of a sudden something falls out of my hand. What's my normal reaction? My instinctual reaction is to, oh, try to go pick it up. It's like, oh! The Torah dafka in this mitzvah is telling me, control your instincts. Control your natural reactions. Yes, in general, there's always, we have a lot of tivus, right? All of our rias is controlling our tivus. And many, all of machalas asuras is controlling our tivus. But leket is unique in the way that it's like an immediate. The situation for the mitzvah is brought up by something I didn't intend. Where else do you have a mitzvah like that? I dropped it by mistake. It fell to the ground by mistake. And automatically, my normal reaction would be to try to go pick it up and try to go catch it. The Torah says, control yourself. The Torah says, let it go and leave it there. And maybe this mitzvah is about refining who we are and being disciplined. Right, somebody, I was just talking to somebody about this before, and they mentioned to me that they heard a story from about Rav Soloveitchik, the ones I think it was Rav Ilson, was with Rav Soloveitchik in Boston one time, and the Rav was sitting in the kitchen or something, and he said, can you please get me, he loved ice cream. Loved ice cream. So he said, can you please get me a spoonful of ice cream? Bring him a spoonful of ice cream, he has a spoonful, so the Rav makes a bracha, eats it, and he says, wonderful. So he says, you want more? He's like, no. It's like, one spoonful. None of us could stop at one spoonful. So he says, no, you have to be disciplined in Yadus. You have to be disciplined in Halacha. So he wanted the one spoonful because he wanted to enjoy Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. He wanted to make the bracha. But that's it. Gotta be disciplined. That's the story. But either way, maybe that's the mitzvah of leket. It's about teaching us discipline, controlling our natural reactions. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, don't do it. Leave it for the ani. Right? And also the fact that the mitzvah situation of the mitzvah comes based on something that I didn't mean to happen. Interesting that is the mitzvah. Okay. Let's continue with some of the dinim of the mitzvah of leket. Midini ha-mitzvah. Kagon ma-sha-amru zechornim levracha. What does the Torah, the Chazal tell us? Again, there is no separate mesechta called leket. It's all in Peya. Peya discusses leket, shech, and Peya. All of them. So, says the Mishnah, shibolas achas oshtayim leket. One or two stalks that fall down, that's leket. Shalosh einam leket. What happens if I'm cutting and all of a sudden a whole bunch fall down? So that's not leket. Leket is only one or two. Once it gets to three, then that's the bala biases. That you don't have to leave for the aniyam. That's too much. That fits in with the ashkafa that we said before. Klomar. Shem naflu shalosh shibalim o yoser b'yachan miyad hakotzer. If it falls down all at once, all together, there can be a lot. But if at one time a bunch falls down, that's not leket. Leket means like the leftovers, the little things that fall out. But if it's a lot, then you can't call that leket. Shlosh ton lebalasada. Three of them goes to the balasada. She'ein din leket ela bimuat. Leket is only by something that is small. Continuing. V'dafka she'nafal haleket mi'arakotzer el balaones. Another important halacha. Leket is only when something falls because I dropped it. And there was no external force that made me drop it. But what if I'm cutting and all of a sudden there's a thorn sticking out of another branch next to it. I'm cutting, I was like, oh! And I drop everything. That's not leket. Even if it's one or two. Leket is only where it drops naturally in the way of gathering. Hiko coats biado, but if somebody, you get a thorn on you, that is not called leket. Any external, let's say all of a sudden I was scared for some other reason, right? All of a sudden, the lightning and thunder, I start running, right? So that is not leket, only if it falls in the natural way. Stop there for 1 minute. There is an interesting machlokas, seems to be, machlokas rishonim. Is there ever leket bimichubar? Is there ever leket when the stalk is still attached to the ground? Right? Is there ever leket like that? So meaning, let's say, if you have a whole field, and you're cutting, and all of a sudden, there's one stalk that you didn't cut, you forgot to cut. It's in the middle of nowhere. So is that leket? So Rov Rishonim assume not. That's not leket. But there is a Rambam. Because there is a Mishnah, a couple of Mishnahs in Masechas Peah, that it is unclear whether it's talking about Shechacha or talking about leket. So if you look in the Mishnah, and the Minchas Chinuch says this in Os Hey, he quotes the Mishnah in Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, Shibola Shebekotzir, if you have a stalk, Verosha Magia Lakama, if you have a stalk in the middle of your field, if you bend it, you could reach that with that stalk to the other stalks. So then the Mishnah says, Im Nixarasa Makamisha Balasada. If it could reach the other stalks, then it belongs to the Balasada. That's not something that you have to leave for the Aniyim. The Imlav Shalaniyim. But if it's so far away, it's all by itself in the field, that even if you try to bend it over to the other stalks, it's not going to reach, you gotta leave that for the Ani. So what is this? What is this mishnah? Which mitzvah? So most, by the Rash, and the Bar Tanura, and the Yantav all explain, it's Shichacha. Shichacha, which we'll get to later on in the Torah, Shichacha is when I forget a bundle in the field. I gake all the bundles in, I forget one bundle in the field. So, also, certain number of bundles, one or two bundles, you gotta leave there. So the Chiddush, according to those Mefarshim, is that there's Shichacha even by Mechubar, if it's attached. But if you look at the Rambam on that mishnah, the Rambam sounds like it is talking about leket. So that's a chiddush din. Interesting what the machlokas is about that. But the Rambam seems to say that the mitzvah of leket is not only, even though mostly it is after you cut it, ki siktsar, but even, it could even mean, even if I cut, then one happens to be by itself, left alone, that also must be left for the aniyim. So that is an important halacha of leket b'michubar. Good. The next, even before we continue, also look in the Menachas Chinuch Nos Aleph. The Menachas Chinuch says, which produce, which grains are subject to leket? So he says, it's not explicit anywhere, but in his view, the same requirements that you have for peah would be for leket, because leket and peah are always grouped together. So says the Menachas Chinuch, v'hinei, le'inyin hatzna'im hanitzrachim le'inyin peah, whatever is needed for peah, hainu, the five conditions we had yesterday, ochel, shamor, lekitaso ka'achas, machliso lekiyim, right, all of those. So nired gam kein gabi leket hadin kein kiva the nafkala mikatsir. Since you learn it out from the same pasuk right here in this pasuk, you have both mitzvahs. So even though the mishnah of the five requirements is about peah, lechora says the Menachas Chinuch, the same five requirements would be by leket. Next, let's go back to the Chinuch now. Says the Chinuch, safet leket leket. Could have a whole shiur on this. Well, we'll try to squeeze in a couple of points. Suffolk leket is leket. Let's say you're not sure if something's leket or not. What does that mean? How you're not sure? So the Mishnah describes, I'll read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam Anilchas Matnas Aniyim. Dalid Vav. Says the Rambam, leket shenafal la'aretz, v'lo lektu aniyim. Let's say there's leket on the floor, the aniyim didn't get it yet, and all of a sudden, let's say by mistake, I didn't realize there was leket on the floor. I put my whole pile of grain on this area where there happened to have leket on the floor. So what do you do now? So some of the bottom layer belong to the aniyim, but you don't know which ones. Says the Rambam, mefaneh hagedish shelo kulo l'makom acher. You gotta take your gedish somewhere else. V'chol hashibalim hanogos ba'aretz kulam la'aniyim. Anything in the bottom layer that's touching the ground, that goes to the aniyim. Why? Mipnei she'ein aniyim, she'ein anu yodim ezu hi mehem shahaisa leket, v'safik matnas aniyim le'aniyim. Safik matnas aniyim goes to the aniyim, she'ne'amar azov tazov, hanach lefneim mishalcha. It's a special pasuk that teaches me, ta'azov, safik leket goes to the aniyim. Fine. If you look in the Chinuch now, though, Shene'emar, how do you know this halacha of Savi Lekalek at a different pasuk is quoted? Aniva Rosh Hatztiku. Ani and Rosh, a poor person, Hatztiku, literally make righteous. Tzadik Mishalcha v'tein lo. Make him righteous and give to him. That means if you're not sure whether it's his or not, you got to give it. This is the makar for the halacha. Safik Lekalek and Safik Tztaka Tztaka. Let's see, I find something. I don't know if it belongs to Tztaka or not. You got to give it to Tztaka. Safik Tztaka Tztaka, Safik Leket, Leket. That is an important halacha. There's an interesting tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Yaradeya. Simen Reish Mem. Simen Reish Mem. Somebody in shul, this is also quoted, it's quoted in the Pische Tshuva, in Reish Nun Tes. I'll just read you the Shaila, because the Pische Tshuva quotes the Shaila. Pische Tshuva in Reish Nun Tes in Hilchos Tztaka. It's Reish Nun Tes Sif. Hey, sorry, that's the first one. Reish Nun Ches. Here, the Pische Tshuva quotes, Misha Allah b'sefer Torah another sach malat staka achas mei ha'ir. V'yesh pa'ir kama minit staka. Skoch al niya ir v'chulu v'chulu. V'unad lach v'yav v'shachach. A person gets an aliyin shul and he's no dear to give money to one of the chesed organizations in the community. And about a month later, he gets a letter from the shul, remember to give your neder, and he doesn't remember which chesed organization he promised to give to. What does he do? Says the Chassam Sofer, you got to give to all of them. You got to give to all of them because Safik Leket Leket, how much do you have to give? You only have to give a certain amount. Unless there's one that you know Vada, you wouldn't have had that in mind. You have to make or then you have to give to all of them. Could the city force you? Force you? No. You can't be forced, but Meikar Adin says the Chazam Sofer, Mishum Safik, Isurat Sarak Lashalim, Mechala Sakas Kulam, Achelo Yishar Lo Shum Safik, Dumya Dvad Arab Benemachas. If you said you're going to give a carbon, you don't know what, so you have to give as many carbonates until you get to the limit of, oh, I for sure didn't mean this amount. So that's what you have to do here. The Kiyush Bibarno did stock a Nami Sveka Lachumra, Ivke Dino Linyazekamo Hektish Mamish. If he wants, he can just put the money down and let them all fight it out. But if he wants to be Yotzei, Yosher, and something like a Leket, then he would give to all of them. There is a beautiful thought of Rav Zhalti in the Mishnah Yavetz. Mishnah Yavetz wonders why we need, if you look in different sources, there are two psukim that teach me this halacha of Savik Leka Leket. One I just showed you for the Rambam, Ta'azov, the Rambam in Manasayim. The other one, the Chinuch quotes here. Arni Varashat Stika, what do you need two psukim here? Says the Mishnah Yavetz. This is in Yoredeya Simin Yudches. Says the Mishnah Yavet, the Suffolk, and all the Achronim talk about this topic. Suffolk Matnas Aniyim. Because you, why do they talk about this topic? Because usually the principle is, Hamotzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. Whenever you have a Suffolk in Mamanis, you get to keep it. Or whoever's holding it. All of a sudden, we have a new Dinier, Suffolk stuck at, goes to the Ani. That's Motzi Men that made the Chazaka. So, Lachay Nira, Be'ikar Adin, the Suffolk Matnas Aniyim, Avil Aniyim, Deish Pazesh, Shnei Dinim. There are two Dinim, says the Mishnah Yavet. You know what? It's a little lengthy. I'm going to save this Mishnah Yavetz for tomorrow, talking about the lumdis of Savig Leket Leket, because tomorrow's mitzvah is also about Leket. Just to mention one other halacha, let's just finishing the chinuch, and then we'll talk more about this tomorrow. V'din tvua nimsis b'chori namalim. If you find tvua that you find in ant holes, you're not sure whose it is. So again, it's a case of Savig. V'yadu pratem muvarm b'sakas peya. Lini eze makom no heges, umichai above, onesh overalau. If somebody violates, all is discussed in Maseches Peah. I just wanted to quote you one more Rambam, and again, we'll talk more about Slavik Leket tomorrow. The Rambam in Mount Nesaniyim, in Dalad Yud Gimel says, Asur la'adam laharbitz ari, v'chayotzi ba'batoch sadeyu, k'deshayir aniyim v'yivrchu. What happens if there's Leket in my field, but I'm just going to put at the edge of my field a rabid dog? I'm going to put a dog, not a rabid dog, maybe just a real ferocious looking dog, I'm going to put at the edge of my field. He's going to be chained up, he's just going to look scary. Says the Rambam, it's also to do that, because you're scaring the Aniyim away. Right? Just like you're not allowed to take the Leket, you can't leave a dog there. If there are people that shouldn't be taking Leket, then you can be Mocha and try to prevent them from taking, if you know that they're not Aniyim. But if they're Aniyim and you're just doing it, oh, I'm doing this in an indirect way, that's Aser. Says the Radvaz on that Rambam. V'nirish, im avar va'asa kein. What if you did it anyway? You put this dog there so nobody took your Leket? Potter milaseis la'aniyim klum. You don't owe the aniyim, why? Shahari grama b'nizakin potter. It's only grama b'nizakin. Right? It's not a direct act. The halacha is grama b'nizakin is potter. If you damage somebody indirectly. It's not like the case where you throw your own grain over the leket. Because there it's mazik b'yadayim. Here it's not. Here it's indirect. Okay, it's a big Baba Kama issue. That's an important Rambam based on if somebody violates. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll talk more about this tomorrow about Lumdis Pine Leket and the halachas of Suffolk Leket Leket. And also we'll talk about the other place in the Torah where Leket and Peah come up, and that is in the middle of the Parsha of the Moadim and Parsha's Emor. What is it doing there? So hopefully we'll talk about that next time.